This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Major joins us every Friday right at this time. And for the first time, Major, I can say this. I'm looking at your place where you live. I am looking at where you live. How concerned are you about that statement?
Not at all. I like where I live. And I obviously, like everyone else who has a semi-important television career, as I do, we're sharing our homes, or at least parts of it, with the wider world. So, you know, you see a nice little corner of the dining room in that shot on Raider Room, or whatever those knuckleheads call themselves.
Room Raider.
Yeah.
I love Room Raider because I'm strange. I like when they have fun. They're not taking themselves too seriously. This is your very
I have a bone to pick with them.
Oh, okay. Let's pick away.
So very early on, they found a selfie that I took in my dining room. It wasn't as I appear on television, not on CBSN, not on CBS This Morning. It was a selfie I took to promote my book, Mr. Trump's Wild Ride.
Yes.
And when the sales of said book are as sorry as my sales have been, you do whatever you can to try to generate sales.
Stop.
Including take selfies. And they gave me a negative 10 for having two copies of my book behind me. It's not
Seems
as
excessive.
I appear on television. It's not as I do this the way they rate everybody else. And I'm like, this is blatantly unfair. This is not how I appear. And then today, the reason you caught it today is because they're not very bright over there. They really aren't. They
Whoa.
Gave my wife, the magnificent Dr. Laura Brown, a 10 in the same spot, the same place. And I got on there and said, I couldn't agree more. See if you, and I didn't put what I wanted to say, just see if you could figure it out. Okay?
Looks like one Mr. Trump's Wild Ride to me. I don't know if I see two.
Yes! And that's the thing. Usually, I mean, after I got, because it was a selfie, a self-promotional selfie, I don't have that. When I did it one time.
Too many
when
books.
I was on
CBS
This Morning. When I was on CBS This Morning, and I saw a member of the audience watching CBS This Morning tweeted that they thought that was a little over the top. And I'm like, you're probably right. So we don't do that anymore. So the one they give a 10 to still has a copy of my book because my wife is a wonderfully supportive person. And she would like to sell more of the books just as I would. So I'm a little peeved. That's an old-fashioned word. So is bone to pick.
Peeved,
but I'm feeling a little old-fashioned this Friday.
Did she pay for that book?
No. So, Chad, here's one thing that you learn, and I've learned it four times, when you write books that don't sell as much as the publisher anticipates. They have lots of leftovers, and authors can purchase them through what's called the remainder account. You get them at a deeply discounted price, and then you can distribute them as you see fit. So I have, let us just say, boxes and boxes of that book, which I will distribute to favored members of graduating classes, my alma mater, and other things like that. Also, my trainer in my Zoom fitness exercise regimen here at the house, or the apartment rather, has found ways in which I can use these boxes of books to exercise. So there's that going for me, too.
You put in thousands and thousands of hours of work to use the boxes to keep yourself fit.
Exactly. So if you want to think about the process of writing a book as deeply yes. laborious and a sweat-inducing endeavor, if not physically, certainly psychologically, then I get the double benefit of actually sweating it out with the boxes of books yep. in my after-book life.
I think you need to do this one and send this to Room Raider. Take every single book out of the boxes. So the whole shot is filled with like 400 Mr. Trump's assumed. Wild yeah. Ride.
Exactly.
Take a selfie.
Exactly.
And you know what? Just give him the finger. I'm just right there. Say, hey, yeah. Room Raider, take this. Okay.
The best thing about that was when they gave me the negative 10, Sam Quinones, who wrote the phenomenal book Dreamland about the opioid epidemic in
yeah,
America,
right.
he said, hey, they got a copy. He's got a copy of Dreamland right there. Leave him alone. Haters are going to hate. So Sam and I were all together on that.
Are there anything in the background here tied to the Padres? I'm looking
mm-hmm.
for something.
Sure. Here. I will. We're going to
Are
do
you
this
in this same room right now?
Oh, absolutely. This is where we have an 890 square foot apartment. So the dining room, living room is my office, quote unquote. And then the bedroom is the lovely, amazing, Dr. Laura Brown's office. So, we're here right now. And as
yep.
we're talking, I'm going to send you a picture. I'm going to text it to you right now.
Right now. Okay.
And then you'll see. But yes, there's lots of Padre stuff. You have to be a little. You have to look for it, but it's there. It's there.
I like the artwork though in the room. Very nice.
Yes. Yes. So that on the left, on the right, camera left, but the person mm-hmm. looking at the camera's right. They are two drawings: one of George Washington and one of a celebration greeting George Washington. I believe it is in 1787 in Newark, New Jersey. Let me see if I get the walking over to it. Yes, the ladies, Washington reception, ladies at Trenton, New Jersey, April 1789.
Now I'm fascinated by the, you got a glass, you got the friars. Oh, it's very good. You've got the San Diego chicken.
Yep. Yeah, that's a bobblehead in San Diego. That's and if you notice, one of the hands are missing. It's suffered over the years. You know, maybe I need to go on eBay and get one that with both hands. You know,
was this frustration? I mean, what happened? Did you
no,
intentionally mar the San Diego chicken bobblehead?
I would never do that. I would never do that. Ted Gianolis is one of the great San Diegans of all time. He and I actually played. Hockey in San Diego together, not on the same team, but in the same league. Yes,
really?
Dad, I played ice hockey in San Diego, and so did other kids.
Was it like 15 of you?
There wasn't many, but we were a hearty band. I'll tell you, when I first started, there were only two rinks in San Diego. Then there
yeah.
was a third rink, but we never got on the ice earlier than 5:30 in the morning.
Is okay. When did Ted?
Let me correct that. We never got on the ice later than 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was gonna say.
We were always on the ice earlier than 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah. How long was Ted the San Diego chicken?
You'd have to go back and check for many years. And of course, and you'll understand this, Chad, having spent the productive part of your life in radio, at least a portion of your productive life in radio.
Yep.
So he started out as a mascot for a radio station in San Diego, a rock and roll radio station called KGB, still there. And he became such a sensation that he said, you know, I'd like to own this because, yes, it's the KGB suit, but it's my routine and it's my
yep.
persona. And KGB took a dim view of that, let us say.
Mm-hmm.
And so they prevented him from doing things outside of what KGB wanted because people were requesting him all over the country. And so they had a massive conflict about it. It was not resolvable. He had to give the suit back and then be reborn as the San Diego Chicken, which is the garb you see in that bobblehead.
Yeah.
And I kid you not, Chad, in San Diego at Jack Murphy Stadium, they had a rebirthing ceremony, a
I
giant
do remember that.
Egg was brought out, wheeled out, driven out onto the field, and then it cracked open, and out comes Ted as the new chicken. Oh yeah, it was a thing. It was a thing. And still is a thing.
So I had my encounter with Ted. One of my first jobs after, I mean, I didn't think about going to Missouri. I went to Arizona State University, a true journalism school, and Walter Cronkite, absolutely. So I'm broadcasting Double-A baseball for the Orlando Twins, and the big budget item was, guess what? Your friend Ted came down. He showed up at the office, I'd say 2-3 o'clock. He was willing to talk to us for 3 hours. He was making the tour. What can I do? How can I help you? He couldn't have been more friendly. He was proud of himself. Okay, there was an ego there. But he was willing to sell tickets. He was willing to do anything. I enjoyed it.
I mean, here's a guy who found himself in a situation, found himself very good at something he didn't even imagine. And then he has this life in which he gets to make people laugh. Everyone wants him and he gets paid for it. What is better than that?
Nothing. Nothing. So I want to ask you a question about my colleague here, Adam Carter, who you met when you came to the station. We'd love for that to happen again. And when we get to a level of normalcy, hopefully that can happen.
As long as there's cake and booze, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We provided that. Adam claimed to us about Dan, what would you say? Was it 4 years ago, 5 years ago, out of nowhere, that he broke his back? Broke his back, right?
Playing hockey.
Okay. 2 days later, we're at work and we ask him about it. And Dan, tell Major what Adam said.
Fake news.
I'm totally healed.
Here's Adam himself.
Yeah, no, Adam's here to defend himself. But no, he said he was healed.
Yeah, you claimed you were healed like 2 days later.
I played through pain, is what it's called.
A broken back. Well, Major, go ahead.
Well, I'd like the proper diagnosis. It was a cracked transverse process of the seventh vertebrae.
You hit the
boards violently. Yeah. It was taken down by some punk. And
this is a men's league, Major.
There's no way to heal it.
Now, wait a minute. May I interject here?
Sure.
I played men's league hockey here in the National Capital Region when I first moved here, before my children was born, and it is still not completely reckless to play hockey at 1 a.m, which is when our ice time came available. That was a very strict no check league. Was that a cheap shot you got?
It was a total cheap shot. It was no check, but things get heated. The passion of play, and I was taken
it sounds
down.
Like a cheap shot.
Total cheap shot.
Well, Major, he may have agitated.
That was also my chicken imitation. Did you catch that?
Yes. Very good. Okay, but then Adam, share with Major what happened this year with your rec league team. What happened?
Well, you had to bring this up, but
I did.
Coming off my career best year, statistically, I was.
What was? Can you just tell us those stats, just so we understand that?
Oh, I was approaching double-digit goals.
Excellent.
But I was unceremoniously left off the roster this year.
Cut. I think the term you're looking for is cut.
Whoa, DFA.
Were you picked up on waivers? Did anybody put a claim?
If COVID-19 wouldn't have happened, I'm sure I would.
Right. Okay. DFA, for those who don't know, designated for assignment. You're done. Adios.
Yeah. You're done. Adam, what did you think about
an inglorious end to a spectacular career? I apologize.
Well, for 1 year, it was spectacular.
Yeah. What did you think about Major and the selfie when he had multiple books behind him? He's got to have one book behind him in the selfie, don't you think? Two books is too much.
Well, he also did. It was a nice little hint at that he had written four books.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to get that in too.
Right.
You know, look, all non-sellers.
I have Mr. Trump's Wild Ride.
I appreciate that very much. You can't know how much I appreciate that, actually.
The lobster bought it for me.
Yes, his wife, his gal, soon to be. You know. You didn't get married last night? I thought you got married last night.
Not that I know of. You, I either got re-signed by my men's league hockey team or I got married, one or the other.
off your interviews on this show, Major, his gal, who he calls the lobster, you'll have to explain it again, Adam, bought him your book. Was it Christmas? Was it birthday? What was it?
I think it was Christmas.
That's a lovely testament, Major.
That's
your
a great
book
sign. That's a really
was
great
a Christmas
sign.
Gift.
I'm deeply honored and touched. That's very cool. I hope you enjoyed it. If you would like me at some point to sign it, I would be delighted and honored to do that as well.
Oh, for sure. And if you got a hockey,
I'll be happy to send. And I won't if she's okay with the term lobster. I'll be happy to send the lobster a signed book because, as I just mentioned to Chad, I got boxes and boxes of them right over here.
For sure. And when you're in town next time, bring your hockey stick. I'll sign that.
Okay. Now tell us about your Zoom. Let's not talk politics at all. Tell us about your Zoom workout. How is this working out? Pun intended.
So, this is kind of a serious topic for a not insubstantial number of Americans who are physical trainer, who are trainers, who work in clubs. Their lives have been completely turned upside down, and they have had to fashion for themselves on the fly a new revenue stream, completely separate from the club that funnels them clients, and without the equipment that the club provides. Now, they also live without all the hassles of working for a club, so trust me, it's a mixed bag. But my trainer and I, we try to work out 3 times a week, noon, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. All I have is a yoga mat. I have 3 bands and 1 yoga strap to stretch because anyone who gets over the age of 50, and I'll be 58 next month, you got to stretch your body. If you don't, your body will rebel in unpleasing ways. So we do a lot of stretches and a lot of isometric exercises, and then I try to jog 2 or 3 times a week. And the strange, crazy thing is I am more fit doing it this way than I was when I saw him at the gym.
Really? That's a pretty good dedication.
There's no question about it. And his level of attention is higher. My level of attention is higher. And because there's something about the ease of doing it in my own house, maybe I'm more into it. But the results are fine. And it works really well. And matter of fact, we were just talking today. I have my workout at noon today. He said, I've been offered, now that things are kind of reopening a little bit, I've been offered a couple of jobs. Have you been offered by one gym a signing bonus to come back in? He goes, I don't think I'm going to do it. I've created a whole new life for myself outside of the club, all entirely via Zoom and with my Instagram account. And I'm like, you're living in the new adaptation. And
that's it.
I'm sure those listening in your audience who do this know what I'm talking about. He's not alone, I'm sure.
Yeah, I, if I'm involved in one of those clubs, maybe even very prominent clubs in our area, Lifetime Fitness is very big. We also have, I'm sure, Core Power Yoga is out your way too. Mm-hmm. I don't know about the future.
I mean, look,
of
my
clubs.
My club is a club you've heard of, Equinox. It used to be Sports Club LA or LA Fitness. It's a massive club. It is gasping for air, and of course, it fired all of its trainers, my guy included. Just fired them. And then ask them back, and they're like, no, we've already moved on. And that's if you have to move on, you move on. And that goes back to my theme song, Ramble On.
Mm-hmm. Also, a signing bonus. That's a testament to what
they thought of him. He was knocked out by it. He really was. He's like, whoa. But it wasn't good enough to dislodge him from this life he's created and his home, where he doesn't have to go. He can be near his kids. He's got 2 young kids. They're adorable. One is 3.5. One is 1.5. He's like, I'm home with my kids, and I can supervise and intervene in things, plus juggle my clients, but I can do it from home. I have to believe he is not by himself in this.
No, I wouldn't think so. I think Dan and Adam are with me on this. I would like next week you to do your workout while we have this conversation. Is that Adam? What do you think about that?
Oh, for sure. I'm thinking some.
Dan, you're on board, right?
Well, as long as he's using a box of books in the workout, yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Maybe some Jack Tripper shorts from Santa Monica, circa 1979.
Okay, Jack Tripper. There may be two, maybe three people on this entire conversation. I mean, listening and participating. Who know what you're just talking about?
Oh no! Well, this is a huge Three's Company fans here.
Oh, this man thinks Three's Company is one of the five greatest shows ever. So you have to understand that.
Oh, gotcha. Yes. Okay then.
Yes. Enjoyed it. It was great. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk next week.
You too. This was fun as heck. See ya.
Thanks, man. Major Garrett, the takeout, debriefing the briefing, all his great work with CBS, and he's a must-follow at Major CBS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.